Master, I'm in your bedroom. Now, please don't be upset, Master. I was tidying up your bedroom, and I somehow... Oh, Master, look what I've gotten myself into. Well, I was innocently cleaning your room when I stumbled upon a locked chest, and, well, curiosity got the better of me. These toys? Well, I was cleaning them, of course. The latch on the chest wasn't very secure. It popped open when I was dusting, and I saw all of these toys. And I only tried one or two, Master. And I didn't realize how hard it would be to undo these cuffs once they were on my wrist. And this bar, Master, cuffed to my ankles, it spreads my legs apart so sinfully. I didn't know you'd be home so soon. I couldn't resist the thought of you coming in and finding your little maid all tied up on your very own bed. I couldn't help but imagine the teasing and the play that would happen. Oh, the possibilities, Master. Just imagine all the ways you could tease and torment me, running your fingers lightly along my bound body, making me squirm and ache for your touch. I could almost feel the anticipation building up, Master. The thought of you standing there, watching me struggle, helpless and completely at your mercy. And I imagine how you enjoy taking your time, savoring every moment of my vulnerability, and you'd have that devilish smile on your face, knowing the effect that you have on me, and you could use those strong hands to gently trace the ropes that bind me, feeling my body respond with every touch. Oh, and I'd hope that you'd trail a finger along my skin, sending shivers throughout my body. Or perhaps you'd whisper in my ear, your warm breath igniting a fire within me. You'd whisper naughty fantasies into my ear, describing all the ways that you want to make me yours. Oh, and you'd lean in, your lips hovering just above mine, teasing me with the promise of a passionate kiss. Oh, that would be exquisite, Master. And if you took that leather flogger and brushed it along my exposed skin, oh, the soft, delicate touch would make me squirm and gasp, yearning for more. Or perhaps you'd use a silk scarf to blindfold me, heightening my senses as I become completely at your mercy. Every touch, every whisper would become amplified and so intense. Oh, you could explore every contour of my body, from the curve of my neck to the swell of my breasts to the softness of my thighs. And your touch would leave an indelible mark on my skin, igniting a fire within me that only you can quench. I imagine your lips tracing a path of pleasure, a trail of hot kisses all along my most sensitive spots, and your tongue a playful little accomplice teasing and tasting every inch of my exposed flesh. Oh, I can't help but imagine your firm hand guiding me, pushing me to the edge and back again, teasing and denying until I'm begging for release. Oh, and the rewards that await the good little maid who pleases her master. And what about all those toys I discovered, Master? Vibrators, restraints? The possibilities are endless. The mere thought of them sends a thrill through my body. You could use the vibrator to explore every erogenous zone, teasing me, edging me closer before granting me release. Each climax more intense than the last. You'd know exactly how to drive me wild, Master. and all the restraints that will allow you to take full control, to dominate me completely, completely at your mercy. I would surrender to your desires, surrender to your every whim. And when you finally release me from these restraints, I'll eagerly submit to you, offering myself as your willing plaything. We could explore all the gentle caresses, the fervent kisses, the whispered secrets and deep moans of pleasure. Oh, you could guide me, instruct me, show me exactly how you want to be pleasured. Every touch, every stroke building until we're breathless. So, Master, what do you say? Will you play with me? I'm helpless, unable to resist, longing for your command. I want you to take control, Master. You're in control of my pleasure. You have the power to make me tremble and quiver under your hand. Oh, I want to be your plaything, Master. I'm terribly aroused. I suppose you think that's wicked and terrible of me. It's true. I've been terribly naughty while you were away, imagining all the things that I'd hope you'd do to me. Oh, Master, don't be disappointed in me. I know this is your private space, your bed, your toys. How naughty of me to make use of them myself. Please, please punish me for being such a brat. I'm your contrite little maid, and I've been waiting for you to come home to have your way with me. Please. Inspect me. Oh, Master, please don't lift my skirt. Oh, I suppose there's no use in hiding it. My panties are completely soaked. Please forgive me, Master. Punish me? Oh, yes, please, Master. Please punish me. Spank me. I'll be so good for you and take my punishment like a good girl. I know the rules. A brat like me needs a good spanking to learn her lesson. Oh! Oh! Oh, I love it when you punish me, Master. Oh, spank me again. Oh! 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 Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, the toys? Oh, I was hoping you'd use them on me. No, my wrists aren't sore. I'm okay. I can take more. Oh, yes, Master. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, thank you for using me. Thank you for using me like this. Oh, God. Reward, Master? What kind of reward? Oh, Master. Oh, your tongue. Oh, you're so good to me. I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh, God. Oh, Master, oh, please. I love you, Master. Yes, Master. I'll be sure to be extra good so I don't get punished again. At least until tomorrow.